Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
This anecdotal from D.L. Moody thanks to BibleStudyTools.com. In the late 1800s, in the east of London, up one of those narrow streets and at the top of a rickety staircase, a homeless man was stretched over a pile of straw. A pastor found him there, bent over him and said, "Friend, friend." The homeless man said to him, "You must have mistaken me for someone else. I have no friends." "Ah," replied the young man, "you're mistaken. Christ is the sinner's friend." The homeless man thought this was too good. "Why?" he asked. "My whole family have cast me off. Every friend I had has left me, and no one cares for me." Pastor spoke to him kindly and quoted promise after promise, told him what Jesus had suffered to give us all eternal life. The homeless man's heart softened and began to go out to those he'd injured. He said, "I could die in peace now if my father would forgive me." "Well," replied the pastor, "I'll go and see your father and ask him for his forgiveness." "No, no," said the young homeless man, "you can't go near him. My father's disinherited me. He's taken my name from the family records. He's forbidden the mention of my name in his house by any of the family or servants in his presence, and you needn't go." But the pastor obtained the address and went anyway to a beautiful villa in the West End of London. A servant dressed in splendid livery came to the door and took him into the drawing room. The luxury was a stark contrast to the homeless man's poverty. A proud, haughty-looking merchant came in, and as he stepped forward to shake hands, the pastor said, "I believe you have a son named Joseph." The merchant threw back his hand and drew himself up. "If you come to speak of him, that reprobate, I want you to go away. I have no son of that name. I disown him. If he has been talking to you, he's only been deceiving you." "Well," replied the pastor, "he's your boy now, but he won't be long." The father stood for a minute and then asked, "Is Joseph sick?" "Yes, at the point of death. I only came to ask your forgiveness for him, that he may die in peace." Great tears rolled down the father's cheeks as he said, "Can you take me to him?" When they got there and saw his son, he could hardly recognize him. And when he bent over him, the boy opened his eyes and said, "Oh, father, can you, will you forgive me?" And the father answered, "Oh, Joseph, I would have forgiven you long ago if you'd wanted me to." That haughty man laid his boy's head on his bosom, and the son spoke about what Christ had done for him, how he had forgiven his sins and brought peace to his soul. The son then passed away into the everlasting hills with Jesus. The question for all of us remains, who are we holding a grudge against? Who do we need to make things right with before it's too late? Friend, go right now and do it. I'm Aaron Wright.